Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship your holy name. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless your holy name. We say, be thou exalted. We say, be thou glorified. We thank you for the abundance of grace. We thank you for the gift of righteousness. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time and dispensation. We thank you for this season. We thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you for all that you are doing. We thank you, Father, for the incomparable riches of your grace. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God that you have given to us. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for revelations. We thank you for the mysteries that you are revealing to us. We thank you for the experience of Jesus. We thank you for the witnesses. We thank you for the results. We thank you for the testimonies. We thank you for the growth. We thank you for every person that is connected to this ministry in one way or the other. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your guidance. We say, be thou exalted, Father. We thank you because even as we have come to learn of you again tonight, to experience you again tonight, we thank you, Father, because we experience you indeed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, because nothing can hinder our experience of your grace tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that even as we continue in this meeting, that the grace of God is activated in the lives of every one of us. We thank you, Father, because this is our experience tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for in Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You're welcome to the Grace Experience, part 3. And quickly, we have 1-2 destinations to arrive at today, even as we bring this series to a close next week. Hallelujah. Now, there is one question that we must ask, hallelujah, that if God has made his grace available to all men, hallelujah, that if the grace of God is available to all men, in fact, let us narrow it down to believers now, that if the grace of God is available to believers, are we together now? Why is it that it is not being experienced in the life of the believer? Or shall we say, why is it that bad occurrences, evil occurrences, you know, different kind of things are actually the experience of the believer and not the grace of God? Sister Deborah, please, you read no scriptures for me tonight. Hallelujah. Very important question. And the answer to that question has always been focus. Hallelujah. Focus. Focus. You know, Satan can be very funny. Hallelujah. So we have seen believers and we have seen people reading the Bible, reading the scriptures, listening to teachings. I was going to now. And our focus as such been so narrowed down to the realities that we experience, such that we cannot see beyond the realities around us, even when we are looking at the scriptures, to look at the incomparable riches that are there in. Focus. I have come to understand this, that the focus of the man is determined by the understanding of the man. Hallelujah. Now, it shapes a lot of things about the man, including how he hears God speak to him. So men are not able to experience grace. I will say that now, because their focus is not on the experience of grace, but on divine intervention or something like that. Hallelujah. You must change your focus tonight. I was talking to one of my pastor brothers, or let me say pastor friends, just a few days ago. And I was telling the person that many times the problems that is ahead of you does not require your energy for it to go. Some of the challenges you are facing, hallelujah, what it requires is that you don't pay attention to them. Now you might begin to ask me, Are there situations that does not require you paying attention to them? Yes. So there are some challenges and situations that are too trivial that a change of focus will solve the problem. Hallelujah. Focus. Very important. And so this is why this meeting is important. I want us to change our perspective. I will go now. And our focus when it comes to the issue of grace, or say the experience of grace tonight. Last week, we stopped at the critical junction and we said there are two major ways that grace is experienced in the life of the believer. There are two major ways that grace is experienced in the life of the believer. And we said the first major way is by what is known as the supernatural intervention, or say what is sometimes called the divine intervention. Now, the second way that grace is experienced, hallelujah, is by living an exemplary life. Now, these are the two major ways that grace is manifested. Now, let me repeat again, just to remind us that grace is the immeasurable provision of God to meet every need that men may have. It is the combination, it is the product of the combination of God's infinite mercy and God's love. It is communicated to us through the Lord Jesus. Are we together now? It is communicated to men through the Lord Jesus and manifested by faith. So one central key to the manifestation of grace is faith. Whether it is whether the manifestation comes by divine intervention or it comes through leading an exemplary life, faith is an essential element. Hallelujah. I'm repeating this. Faith is an essential element. So the man that does not understand what faith is, or the person that does not even understand faith, cannot experience grace. I must say these things now. Without faith, grace can't be experienced. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7. We're looking at how grace manifests now. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 7. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 7. Study, brother, you can go ahead and read if you're there. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7.
Ephesians 2 verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
Thank you. That in the ages to come, God might show the exceeding riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Please pay attention to the scripture. The exceeding riches of God's grace, and it is in his kindness to us in Jesus. There is an overwhelming and alarming experience of grace. I mean, wealth, or say riches, that grace brings along, and it is expressed only in Christ Jesus. That is, for this grace to become the focus of the life of the believer. I am repeating this again to help us gain understanding. Jesus, your focus, not the issue itself, not how long you've been battling with it. Jesus has to become your focus. You know, many times the reason many people remain where they are is because they can't take their eyes off their situation. They can't take their eyes off their challenges. They can't take their eyes off their problems and focus on Jesus. They can't do that. And oftentimes, even in the body of Christ, the devil gets us to switch our attention away from certain things so that we may not be able to experience the real deal. It takes our attention away from the completeness of the redemption, I mean, the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus that he did, and helps us to focus on sin. It gives us, you know, the issue of sin to be dealing with, and so that we can continue to focus on sin, trying to live above sin, so that we can continue to live in condemnation. I was going now. The focus matters. I'm showing you a secret that is important. So if there are particular areas of your life that you desire things to change, the desire is supernatural turnaround. I was going now. I'm telling you that even if it will require that God to intervene, your focus will need to change. Hallelujah. So the major way that God, that grace manifests is by the spectacular events, the signs, the wonders, the demonstrations of power. Hallelujah. The signs, the wonders, the demonstrations of power. They're important. Now, when we're saying signs and wonders now, or say demonstrations of power now, I was going to now, or impartation now, we are saying basically that this is by God's direct intervention in the affairs of the man. That they will receive power after that they have, after that the Holy Spirit has come upon them, and then they will become his witness. I was going to now. They will receive a power. They will receive a power. Now, the same set of people, which is you and I, in John chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible talks about us and it says, as many as received the Lord Jesus, he said, they have received their power to become the sons of God. As many that received the Lord Jesus, they received a power. That power made them become sons of God. So when you combine the power that made you become a son of God, hallelujah, to the power that you received when they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I was going now. You become a force. I was going now. You become a force and system to bring forth results in the realm of men. But there is a key to it. Are we together now? No, see, when you begin to understand this, hallelujah, when you begin to understand it and how the world, the Bible does say that we have received the Spirit of God, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. So, without the second power, without the Spirit of God, the second power, I would say now, that you are talking about, that talks about activation or ability, would not be there. So while the first power you received, that is the power to become a son of God, which is also known as eternal life, I would say now, creates various and very wide varieties of experiences in your life. It brings onto you great possibilities. I would go now. But you need the second power that comes as a result of the baptism. I would go now. For you to be able to know these things that are available and for you to be able to walk in them. So while the first power gives you the gift and the grace, the second power does the job of activation. I would go now. Now, pay attention. Ephesians 3:20 now says something that God can do exceeding abundantly. I'm showing you something that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may be able to think or ask for, but according to the power that worketh in you. I'm trying to show you that the grace of God is manifested first and foremost because it is residual in your life. So even if the grace of God now is manifested through the spectacular event, the miracles that you're talking about, there is a power from inside of you that must be activated for God to move. Hallelujah. God is limited in your to me. Hallelujah. A power. Hallelujah. So the working of that power relies heavily on faith. Let me say this. Now you already understand that there is a power that works in you. That there is the life of God in you that can be activated by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Now whether this life or this life, I mean, whether this divine interventions, I was going to now, the event of the supernatural, or by living in a spectacular way that will shock men. Both of them requires faith. Is somebody listening to me? So the working of the power is determined by the faith you possess. Now listen to this. Because I understand, see, understand this very clearly. The spectacular manifestation of grace is entirely dependent on the Holy Spirit, freely as He wills. Understand this. The spectacular manifestation of grace, especially when it comes to the divine intervention now, depends on the Holy Spirit as He wills. But dependent upon the Holy Spirit as He wills, because He has identified or seen faith in your life. So sometimes, even when you don't have faith, I'm showing you things that are possible. So even when you don't have faith for a particular situation, I was going to now, you might receive faith as a gift for God to intervene in the situation. I was going to now. Now, this is done to preserve the plan and purpose of God for your life. Because if whatever is about to happen should happen, if that occurrence that, I mean, the intervention changed, should remain the same, it might be possible such that you might not meet up with the plan and purpose of God again. And God is so wonderful, He's so loving. He intervenes to sustain. You know, many times you have come to rely upon the supernatural manifestations as if it is the only way God manifests. This is not true. If I'm telling you this now, that the divine manifestation, the divine intervention, so to say, is often required, often, emphasis on often, it is often required because men need to be pushed to act. The miracle is often required because you need to be pushed to act to the next level. I mean, you need to be pushed to move to the next level so that the plan of God for your life is not altered or delayed by your own ignorance or indiscipline. So if God, this is God going out of His way to preserve you as a son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm showing you some things. So basically, what we are saying is this, that you expect miracles is beautiful. Miracles are real. Hallelujah. But as a believer in Christ Jesus, you must understand that you are not meant to just be expecting miracles, but to produce miracles. It is one level of grace to receive miracles from God. It is another to produce it by true God working through you. There are different levels and different manifestations of grace. The difference between both of them is growth. Hallelujah. Somebody say growth. The difference between the both of them is growth. So the divine intervention of God is important. Very important. Very important. Very important. But shall I tell you something, brethren? That you are alive and you have the Spirit of God in you and you have the life of God in you and you can speak is enough to turn any situation around. Let me repeat. That you are alive and you can speak. Hallelujah. And you can, you know, you have the Spirit of God in you and you have the life of God in you. These four criteria is enough to turn any situation around. What is often missing, which is the fifth component, is the salvation of your soul. Let me not get ahead of myself. So I'm sharing something with you today, and it is that the miracles, as important as they are, you need to move away from the point where you expect miracles to the point where you produce them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said something. He said, "These signs shall follow them." Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. He said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name, they shall speak with new tongues. In my name, I will tell you now, they shall heal the sick." Signs that will follow them that believe. Now imagine if them that believe, I will go down, are now expecting the supposed sign, relying on the signs to come from heaven. I will go down now to interfere in their situation. Imagine if Jesus said, "You, in his name, you are going to lay your hands on the sea," and you are expecting your healing to come from heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shows that something is happening somewhere. You have not grown. Your focus is wrong. I'm not going to emphasize on the first way, because it's a general way, it's a common way, and there is a reason why it is very rare. I'm showing you how it works now. So there is a reason why it seems that miracles are rare. When I say miracles now, I mean miracles that do not involve the intervention or production of man in any way. Things that you know, you can just say and say, "This one, I didn't even know that God was going to do it. This one, well, I'm shocked." Oftentimes, it is required so that the plan of God is preserved in your life. And when a person is still at that level, it shows that the person is still a baby that needs to be protected. I would say now, not that you don't need to be protected when you grow old, but it means that needs to be protected and spoon-fed as a baby. As a baby. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. Family. I believe in signs and wonders. Family. I believe in manifestations of the Spirit. Family. I believe in gifts of the Spirit. I believe in the fruits of the Spirit. I was going now. But I believe in maturity. And I believe that sons of God are capable of producing the same miracles that other sons of God would expect from God. So I am saying, instead of focusing so much on having God do it for you, which is just the first way of the manifestation of grace, you can move away to the point where you can produce them. We'll talk about this extensively. Just hold on a bit. So what I'm saying is this. These are important things you must understand. That your faith is required. Hello? So miracles are scarce because faith is scarce. Hallelujah. Let me repeat. Miracles are scarce. I understand that we hear testimonies and there are miracles that abound. But the truth is this. The amount of miracles that we hear and the amount of miracles that we see, I was going now, they are not enough compared to the miracles that should be happening. This is even the interesting part. There are many times that people give testimonies to miracles. Real miracles happen to them, but they can't keep it. I'm showing you things. Hallelujah. Grace. It's important to, learn how to bring forth or mine out of grace. It is very important for you to learn how to mine out of grace. So if God decides to intervene in your issue, that divine intervention you've been seeking, hallelujah, that divine intervention you've been seeking. Hallelujah. If God decides to do that, it is because first and foremost, hallelujah, he has found faith. And if faith is not there, I will do it now. And it seems as though if it is not done, the plan of God for your life is going to be altered or delayed for too long. And there are too many people attached to it. Then you can receive faith as a gift from the Spirit. I will do it now. And then receive the intervention. There is just one caveat to it. The issue is that you may not be able to keep what you have received. So many, I'm showing us things. I'm trying to tell us why people don't experience miracles now. One of the major reasons I've said, one, is because they don't have faith. Grace is manifested by faith. There is no way you want to put it. Grace is manifested by faith. There is a reason why God dealt with every man a measure of faith. Hallelujah. Now, let's say to that. Now, the second reason many men do not experience enough miracles. When I say enough miracles now, I mean manifestations, divine manifestations of the Spirit. Or let me say divine demonstrations of the power of God through spiritual interventions. Are we together now? Or supernatural interventions. Or let's say experiences of... Aha! Let's call it that way. Because the experience of the supernatural that... And the experiences of the supernatural that in their demonstration alone, you can know that this is an experience of the supernatural. Are we together now? Now, experience, have enough experience of the supernatural. First and foremost, because there is no faith in their lives. Two, secondly, hallelujah, secondly, because they are not able, they don't have the capacity to manage the result that comes as a result of that divine intervention or supernatural intervention. And three, because there is no purpose, there is no willingness to pursue the purpose of God in their hearts. These three things are important to the manifestation of grace. Let me rearrange them. Is somebody noting this thing down? One, the purpose, the willingness to fulfill the purpose of God in your life is so important. The Bible says that God gives grace to the humble. And he resisted the poor. He resisted the proud. He gives grace to the humble and he resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble and he resists the proud. What does that mean? So the man that is humble is a man that has submitted himself to the will of the Father. And so because he has submitted himself to the will of the Father, it does not matter whatever it is that he lacks. He receives the grace to be able to experience things. He receives the grace to be able to produce results. Where these results will require, divine intervention all the time, or it will require his own responsibility, does not matter. So perhaps I should say that the most important requirement for the experience of the supernatural is that it is the will of the Father. So many people do not know the will of the Father concerning their lives. In fact, I think I read a book some time ago, and the book was suggesting, it was written by one certain Dr. Hobson or so. It was suggested in that book. And the title of the book is How to Keep Your Faith When Faith is Not Making Sense. I was going to now. And it was suggesting in that book that maybe God would like you to stay in sickness. I said, this is not faith. That if you're expecting a miracle to happen and then it does not happen, that maybe God wants it to remain like that, it's not true. Yes, God wants his glory to be revealed. I would go now. But it's not true that he wants it to remain like that. You have to find the will of the Father concerning that issue. This is to everyone that is expecting a miracle now. You have to find the will of the Father concerning that issue. Now, once the will of the Father has been found, I was going to now, it must build faith in you. Faith is a very important requirement. And the third thing is that you must have the capacity to manage the aftermath of the results. If these three things are present, you are a candidate for the divine manifestation of God in your life, regardless of the things that you are lacking. I mean, regardless of the things that you are lacking. I have heard testimonies of men of God who didn't go to school, who were able to read and write. Because regardless of where, though I was brought up in Yoruba, I mean in Yoruba land, and I was I was what you call a Yoruba boy, I didn't really understand Yoruba. I mean, I couldn't really speak Yoruba in a setting, in a formal setting. I mean, I could communicate with somebody in Yoruba, and you know, before I say 5 words in Yoruba right now. So to stand in front of a pulpit and preach in Yoruba is almost impossible. In fact, pastor, I rarely preach, rarely care. I don't preach in Yoruba. It has served as an entrance for a long time. And there was this particular church I was invited to in Abeokuta some months ago. Now, I was invited to that church, and when I got to the audience was full of old people who did not understand. They could, even if I was speaking English to them, it would take some time for them to process it. I just needed to speak Yoruba. I was shocked that for over 2 hours, the kind of Yoruba I was speaking, not even an English word came out. The kind of Yoruba I was speaking was deep, and I was looking at myself and asking myself, is this me? This cannot be me. I was there now. Yes, the spirit determines as he wills, but their requirement is looking at. So I'm telling you something, that if the will of the Father is there and you have the capacity to manage the result. I was going now. Even though faith might not be there, you can receive faith as a gift. I'm repeating this. This is not to downplay the importance of faith. Faith is a requirement. I'm telling you, it is important and it must be built. But every believer will experience one moment, at least one moment of great faith in their lives. Every time with God, that you will know that this one. Hallelujah. Sorry, I had a bit of an issue with the transmission there. So what I'm saying is this, that God can intervene in your life. It is still the grace of God at work. What I'm saying is that it is not wrong for you to expect miracles. That even at your level, you can still experience the grace of God. You may not be the most spirited person you know, but you can still experience the grace of God. You may not be the most religious person you know, but you can still experience the grace of God. You may not be the most person that is able to fast and pray the most, but you can still experience the grace of God. You just need to know that the requirements are there. The will of God must be present. You must know the will of God. You must know the will of God. Hallelujah. You must know the will of God. Second thing that is required, you must have faith. The third thing that is required, you must have capacity to manage the results. Because God is not a waster. And now these three things are what the Holy Spirit looks at, even as he's making moves in the lives of men, in the ministries of men, in the works of men. Because indeed, he is the one that brought the ability for you to walk. He's the one that brought the activating power of the grace. So at that level of fellowship, at that level of fellowship, you can experience God. I hope you understand that from fellowship is a level, and then partnership is another. Aha. So, shall I say, the first way that you experience the manifestation of God's grace in your life is by fellowship. Aha. And the second way is by partnership. You understand the difference when we start talking about partnership. So by fellowshipping with God, and these three things are present. How is it going now? The Holy Spirit can bring realities to you. It can bring turnarounds to your life. It can bring miracles to your life. There is no issue that is long, that is too lost. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is a possibility for you to become a partner with the Spirit of the Living God. Hallelujah. How many people I expect miracles to that? How many people are experiencing miracles tonight? So if you're expecting a miracle from God, I want you to do one thing tonight. I want you, can you take your focus and put it on Jesus? Take away your eyes from that problem. Take away your eyes from that problem. Take away your eyes from that situation. Take away your eyes from that circumstance. Take away your eyes from that obstacle. Take away your eyes from the factors that are contributing to the limitations. Can you take away your eyes from there and just focus on Jesus? Even now, wherever you are, can you just shut your eyes now, wherever you are, and fix your heart on Jesus? And say, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. That's all we're saying. I want you to fix your eyes on Jesus. Even now. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done. I say, thank you, Father, for this turnaround that I experienced. Can you just go ahead now? Go ahead now. The Manasha Bradiria Kaleta, Regeti Paladusa, Regela Kaduse Rekadu Shata, Rekada Bradiraga, Rakadiraga de Sikano Barika Rabelia Dida. Thank you, Father. Le naria ne parado shataega kalimano sebe kalibrado de kale ele kande mana shori ele kadi sarabalega. Can you take your focus away from those issues? Take your focus away from those issues and focus on Jesus now. Maria le mana tu sere gade bragadira aliadosia no paya de bragaleda regede sidalade. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may be able to think or ask for, according to the power that worketh in you. Focus on Jesus now. We have one prayer point. Focus on Jesus for a moment. I want you to just put all of your attention on Jesus. And if all it requires is just say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Keep thanking him because you can see the possibility of that turnaround now. Saranoshe, Serekadosa, Randia Ragreda Ragadosa Paya, Radirikizige, Erededia Gradi Ragadasha, Rani Manazu, Rede Saraduga. Elagia lepre caladosi belicadoshata, elekeni sere caladuse rebelecadosha, amona belacadosa pradegade, regede malatosha pradera galeda, in the name of Jesus, alamano secalia de bere canderia gadashota, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Can you now go ahead and say, I thank you, Jesus, for the life of God that is in me. I thank you, Jesus, for the love of God, for the power of God that is at work in me. Thank you, Jesus, for the life of God in me. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of God that's working me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Go ahead now. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead now. Thank you, Jesus. Before you make your demand, go ahead now. Go ahead now. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Kadosi bere gadoshara baliga taraman. Nisere galopa ya libara gadiga, esate shaba la gadiga libara lita.
Now, you can begin to, you begin to declare, I demand on the life of God that is in me, in the name of Jesus. I demand on the life of God and of God that is in me, let there be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Now begin to speak. Let you know, demand for turnaround in every situation and every area that you require turnaround in the name of Jesus. Alazure baladega. I demand on the life of God that is in me, let there be a turnaround in the name of Jesus, a turnaround in your business, in the name of Jesus, a turnaround in your ministry, in the name of Jesus, a turnaround in your body, in the name of Jesus, a turnaround in your work, in the name of Jesus, a turnaround in your family, in the name of Jesus, a turnaround in the name of Jesus. There is a turnaround for the good now. Continue to demand on the life of God that is in you. Kazubre daru shataya gadega. I demand on the life of God that is in me, in the name of Jesus, let there be a turnaround in my ministry, because out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Let there be a turnaround in my finances, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a turnaround in my circle of trust, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and declare. Go ahead and declare. You are demanding on the power that is at work in you. You don't need to know how this will work. Make your demand. Make your demand. Let there be a turnaround in the name of Jesus.